Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Ms. Dolores on the line with us. Can you take the call, please?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
What's the name of your law firm?
Oh, of course. We do work with several here. It would be just a stab in the dark if I were to name one. Do you know if you've signed with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. No. Beautiful, beautiful. So did you want to see if you did meet that criteria?
Yes, I'd like to.
Well, of course. Okay, so no signatures made with any other law firm. And if you don't mind me asking, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I had a brain tumor, a meningioma.
Yeah,
and I had the brain surgery in 2005 to have the tumor removed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I am really sorry to hear. So it was meningioma. You said that was in your brain. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, beautiful. And do you remember when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in, let's see, got a promotion in 2005. So I was diagnosed in March. It was March or April of 2005. And I had the surgery in June 9th.
Okay, so I'm going to put that you were diagnosed around, let's say, March of 2005. And then what was your date of birth?
December 22nd, 1958.
Okay, beautiful. So that was December 22nd, 1958, 5-8. Do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera was also injured by it?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, no, that's beautiful to hear. Okay, and was it the Depo Provera pill or a shot?
It started off with the pills. They had me on the pills for a long time because the shots made me sick.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you did receive both. And do you remember it was the brand name of Depo Provera?
No, indeed. That's been so long ago.
Okay. No worries. Do you think it was another generic version of it, or just Depo Provera ring bells?
I'm more than sure they use a generic too.
Okay. Let's see here. A generic. Did you know if you used Depo Provera before you switched to the generic version?
I can't recall. I can't say. I don't know.
Okay. No worries. Do you know if you ever took Depo Provera, or do you think it was, like I said, just a generic version of the injectable?
I've taken Depo Provera before as well.
Okay, no worries. How many years do you think you used the Depo Provera?
Anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
Okay, is it okay if I meet in the middle, say about 4?
That's fine.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And when did you start using the Depo? Do you remember?
No, I can't be truly accurate on that.
Okay. Do you have somewhat of an estimate? Was it a couple years before 2005 when you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah, it was before 2005.
Okay. Would you say around the year 2000 or a little before that?
It was, let me see, mother passed away on 8. It was, 2000. maybe 2-3 years before that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Would you say maybe around 2002?
More like the end of 02.
Okay, the end of 02. So I'm going to put, again, just as an estimate, I'll say around December of 2002. And when do you think was the very last time that you had the Depo-Provera injected or consumed?
Oh, I can't say the very last time. Mm-hmm. 02. Cameron was born in 99. 02. Maybe, let's see, 2002 up until 2008,
09. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So I'm going to put, is it okay if I put around the beginning of 09?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. So around the end of 2002 to about the beginning of 2009. Again, estimates are completely fine. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Repeat that.
Yeah, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, beautiful. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name as well?
D-E-L-O-R-E-S. D-E-L-O-R-E-S. My last name is Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
So that was D-E-L-O-R-E-S, and then last name W-A-T-T-S.
Right. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Beautiful. And then what was your marital status?
I was married for 25 years. We divorced in 2021.
Okay. Okay. And then what was your social, Dolores?
438-987-377.
Beautiful. So again, that was 438-987-377.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And then what about your email? Best email?
W_DOLORE@bellsouth.net.
Okay, so again, that was W_, your first name, but no S at the end, and that was at bellsouth.net.
Right.
Okay, okay. What about the best phone number?
225-382-7474.
Okay, beautiful. And again, I have your first name spelled D-E-L-O-R-E-S. Is your email D-O-L-O-R-E?
Yes, my email is D-O-L-O-R-E @bellsouth.net.
Okay, no worries. And then what about the best address?
12942 Newcastle Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70816.
Okay, just 1 second here. Okay, so I have 12942 Newcastle Avenue, and that's Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70816.
Yes.
Okay, and was there an apartment number or a unit?
No, it's a house.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. And was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor? Was it yourself?
Oh, it was a doctor.
Okay.
No, I don't remember. I was about to say, I don't remember all the different office and names and what have you. God, I'm not much help at 66.
Yeah. No worries. Do you remember any doctor? It could have been the one that, you know, administered the Depo-Provera, maybe one that prescribed or treated you.
I was trying to think who was my doctor back then, maybe Dr. My gynecologist was Dr. Baird.
Okay.
I think she's retired now.
Was she out there in Baton Rouge as well?
Yes, at the Woman's Hospital.
Okay. Let's see here. And you said there was Baird, her last name?
Yeah, like Baird, Deborah Baird was her name.
Oh, I see. Okay, and her last name was spelled Baehr. Is that the one?
Yes,
okay.
I think it is.
Yeah, I did see her pop up here. It looks like Deborah Baehr. Does look like she's out there at that women's hospital. Okay, and was that where it was administered?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Do you know
she's
how
no
many
longer...
times... Do you know
she
how
no
many
longer
you
practices.
Were administered with the Depo-Provera?
No, ma'am.
That's okay. Okay, so it seems like, let me see here. You said you used it for about, give or take, it looks like about 7 years in total. I know typically it's about 4 times a year, so it seems like it might be just about 28 shots in total. Does that sound... like an okay
yeah,
estimate
sounds familiar.
Okay. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put around 28. No, just 1 second here. This woman's hospital, this was on 100 Woman's Way. Does that ring bells?
Yeah. Oh. It was on Airline Highway back then, but it's moved and got a new building since then.
I see. Yeah, I do see that it is this woman's hospital, Baton Rouge. It is on 100 Woman's Way now. Is that the best one to put, though?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And as far as whoever prescribed the Depo-Provera, do you remember what doctor? Did you want me to put that Dr. Deborah?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. And then for the meningioma, do you remember how you were diagnosed with that? Do you remember CT or MRI?
It was located on the brain. It was on the part of the brain that controls speech. And I was having problems with stuttering, and I'd never had that before.
Okay.
So Dr. Jewel Silverberg was my endocrinologist at the time. So I called his office and alerted him that something was going on with my speech, and I couldn't figure it out because I'd never had any problems with speaking before.
Right.
And he had me to come in and do an MRI.
I see. So he did the MRI. That was Joel D. Silverberg. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. So he, was he the one that diagnosed you then?
Yes.
Okay. So that was, you said it was a CT scan or an MRI?
He did both,
I think. Yeah, so we'll do, you did both. And was that at the same women's hospital?
No.
At the Baton Rouge Clinic. Okay. And it looks like he, let me see here, just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
It looks like he's a physician, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and this Baton Rouge Clinic, it looks like it's on Perkins Road. Is this the one?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, beautiful. And before your meningioma diagnosis, was there any diagnosis of a cancer or anything similar?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, no, that's really good to hear. Okay. Okay. And what kind of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was there any treatment that you went through?
No. When I was diagnosed, when I got the results from the test that Dr. Silverberg had me to take, it was sometime in mid-March. And I went in to talk to him about it, and he said, it's a slow-growing tumor. It's a people-friendly kind of tumor, she said. He said, although we don't know where it came from, nobody in your family has ever had it. And he said, we can remove it, or we could just let it, we can watch it and see what happens. I said, no. My son was only 5 years old, and I didn't want to watch anything. I wanted it gone. If there was a chance of having it removed, I wanted it out. So that's what we did. June 9th was my scheduled date, and I went through with it.
Okay, so you said that was June 9th of 2005 that you had that surgery for removal,
Right.
right? Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and was it at the same Baton Rouge clinic that you did that treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and so you said you didn't have any history or family history of meningioma, right?
No.
Okay. And I know you were hospitalized for the meningioma. Do you think that was a couple days after your surgery? So maybe, let's say, June 9th towards, I don't know, the next couple of days, or how long were you in the hospital for?
Yeah, I think I was in the hospital for maybe 7 to 14 days.
Okay. So for about 14 days. And do you have the medical records showing the meningioma diagnosis?
Well, I don't have a copy of them in my possession anymore. But I'm more than sure you could get them as you request.
Okay. But their records would show that, right?
Oh, yes. Yes,
Okay.
indeed.
No worries. Do you know what my chart is? Would you have access to that?
Yes, I do have a my chart
Okay.
account.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact, Dolores, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. For example, if you were to talk on the phone, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
My son.
Okay. And what was your son's name?
His name is Cameron, Cameron. D is his middle initial. Watts, Watts.
So Cameron D. Watts, and do you know Cameron's phone number?
Yes, 225-382. 7470.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, and then as far as his email address, do you know his, or do you want me to put yours in that field?
Put mine.
Okay.
Well, most of his email come to mine anyway.
Okay, no worries. So again, that was w_dolore@bellsouth.net, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Just one second here, okay? Okay, so what I'm going to do now is draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, I am.
Oh, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get this case started for you. Do you know if you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference at all?
Can we send DocuSign through my text message?
Yeah, of course I could send it to your text message. Okay, just
Okay,
one
that's
second,
fine.
okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before I do send it out, I want to verify some of the information that's on here. Okay, just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have
Okay.
your, let's see here. I have your first name spelled Delores, last name Watts, Watts. Okay, I have your address is 12942. That's Newcastle Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70816. And lastly, I have your phone number here is 225-8, I'm sorry, 382-7474. Is all that correct? Okay, beautiful. So I just sent that out to your text messages, like I did say. It's going to have my name, I believe. You know, Carolina Hernandez wants to share DocuSign, something along those lines. Have you seen anything pop up yet?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. It's going to have you tap on that link, and if you have any issue signing, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
I just clicked on it.
Okay, beautiful.
See what it says. It says you're done.
Okay, beautiful. Let me see just one second. Okay, I did just receive that on my end. So now the attorneys will reach out to send, they're going to reach out shortly. They're just going to give you a quick call within the next 48 hours to verify some information that we went over today. So it should be a fairly quick call. Besides that, I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to be from my direct line. So if you ever have any questions, you can always feel free to reach out. Besides that, before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
What is the name of your law firm?
Oh, of course. I do apologize. So it looks like as of right now, you would be working with A4D. It looks like it would be Pulaski Law Firm. I'm going to have their information as well as their phone number, okay?
You're going to text that to me?
Yes, like I said, it's going to be for my direct line, so it's going to have their information,
okay.
And then you're going to have mine as well.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, I hope you have a great day, and thank you again for your time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.